Pesachim number 12.
Vamos às notícias. Schwere Sache, I hope together. I've shot together, but I'm a bar as I know, she's called Chlorio. Vamos às notícias. So the Gemara be bitul be al mesag. So steht in the Gemara the Meister that mit der Reise, if you do bitul, the Meister you take care of the Baliroi Balimotze, and mit der Reise you're not oido Baliroi Balimotze, if you did bitul. And mit der Reise be bitul be al mesag. Lichsiv tashbisu zat Rashi, ve lo ichsiv tevaru, ve ashbose de levi ashbose. In Rashi steht klar, before we start, that we need a pasuk, we need a drosh. Dainu, misvore, efshal bitul will not work stuff. But val ksiv, tashbisu ve lo ksiv tevaru, ve ashbose belev, hi ashbose. Tesis brings down Rashi, pirish bakuntres, ve nechsiv tashbisu ve lo ksiv tevaru, al me ashbose belev, al me ashbose belev. So the Magid Shleim and the Shulchan Aruch, is medayek that is machleik is Rashi and Tesfis here, and the way Tesfis brings down Rashi, and I want to be masbir. Let me give Pamelach. The way Rashi brings down, Rashi says as it, why when a person makes bitul his yoitze, v'chsiv tashbisu ve'lo yksiv tevaru, shtei tashbisu ve'lo yksiv tevaru, ve'ashbose balei v'yashbose. Pirush amiles. The Torah didn't say tevaru. Tevaru means not fire. Tevaru means physical. Tevaru. Torah wants to write to do something, to do a pe'ule. The Torah writes tevaru. If the Torah writes tashbisu, not that Torah is coming to merames. The Torah used the same sprach, what the Torah means to tell me, get rid of my chometz, but she said it in a more gentle lashon, tashbisu, just don't have it. What's it in a chimine? As shtei tevaru, I would have to do a pe'ula, or the fire, or the ashbosa b'chol davo, but I will have to do. Val shtei tashbisu, and it doesn't say tevaru, so then, even if I do ashbosa b'alev, I'm yoitze. Why? Because l'maitze, it's mushbos. L'maitze, it's mushbos. Here's the ashbosa, physical ashbosa. Here's the ashbosa b'alev. Here's the ashbosa b'alev. So I'm yoitza the ashbosa. There's two ways to do the ashbosa. One way to do the ashbosa in mitzias. One way to do it belev. If the Torah would say tevaru, it's nishken tevaru. Aber bitu, tashbisu is yo. Behind. Tevaru is tevaru. When I did tashbisu, I didn't do tevaru. I did tashbisu. I didn't do tevaru. Aber if the Torah said to do tashbisu, when I did bitu, I did tashbisu. Tashbisu is getting rid and tevaru is getting rid. Aber tevaru means zu machen. Tashbisu means also, aber in a leichterer way. So if the Torah would say tevaru, when I would do bitul, I would not be yoitza the word tevaru. When the Torah said to get rid of the chometz, and she used the lashon tashbisu, when I made a bitul, I was yoitza that lashon. As I learned the Magid Shleim Pshat in Rashi. So the Tesis brings down b'shem Rashi a andere sache in ganzen. Weil HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have write tevaru, and he didn't write tevaru. He meant to tell us, I want bitu. I want the ashbose. Because if Hashem just wants us to get rid of the chometz, he would say, tevaru. Why Hashem changed the lashon in the Torah, and the Torah gave a lashon tashbisu? The Torah came to be merames. Mach ashbose balev, und das ist genug. Zogt der Magen Shloime, das der Loshen HaTosfos, Al Mehashbos Baleil, it's a drosche. Lefi Rashi, it's not a drosche, Tashbisu, bleib Tashbisu to get rid of the Chometz. Just while it says in a leichte Loshen, Bittul could be included. Masha'en ge lefi Tosfos, it's a drosche. Learn the Magen Shloime, the Vav will learn lefi the Magen Shloime, then we'll see another Pshat. But the Vav first will start with the Magen Shloime's Ma'al. Learn the Magen Shloime, that lefi Rashi, but the way Tosfos understands him, you have to do bitul. You can't do hashbosa with andere zachen. The only way to do tashbisu is to do bitul. Not even a vore. You have to do bitul. If you don't do bitul, it's not good. Rashi didn't say it. Rashi said, the hashbosa balein, eichet yoitze zachen. But do zakta nein, this is a droshe. Alme tashbisu, hashbosa is bitul, b'meile, this is the hashbosa from teir. This is the hashbosa from teir. From deswegen, zog dich am Magine Shloime. So, we'll go to the Hemshach HaTosfos. Frag Tosfos av Rashi, v'koshe l'ri, d'ahai hashbosa avorei, v'loi bitu. D'tani b'shmaisin, Rav Akiva oimer, einu tzorich, hare oimer ach tashbisu, ומצלו לעבור שיהיה מלוך, what is Rav Akiva? The Gemara says, we know that tashbisu starts from chatzos, not from the night. Why? למה זה שיבה סיומים לא יראו אליך חומץ? So, Mr. Hashem, we'll see next week a whole suya, ach b'yem arishon, a droshe, that you have to do it before. Rabbi Kiva and Tzof Hei Amun Aleph Zog, ain't a tzorich. Tashbisu is sreife. And you can't do sreife by Yontef because you're not allowed to burn in Yontef. Muzayin that Hashem said to do Tashbisu before Yontef. Aber steht in Rabbi Kiva that Tashbisu is sreife. Steht that Tashbisu is sreife. Astira af Rashi. Zog the Magin Shloime, it's not a kasha bichlach. Rashi said that it's not sreife. Rashi said it's also bitu, but it's also sreife. Tesis Neshitos, he learned that Rashi meant to say Tashbisu is only bitul. Frag Tesis of Rashi, if Tashbisu is only bitul, nisht emes. Rabbi Kiva steht zreife. Rabbi Kiva steht zreife. Nisht emes. The Teretz of Rashi, it's beide. It's also zreife and also bitul. As I learned the Magen Shloime to answer, ba'etzem as I steht in Ramban, and as I steht in Ran, the beginning of the Masechta, the Teretz on Rashi is, Rashi learns, Loshen Aran, at the Moitzah Hashbosa, b'shtei drochim. O sreife, o da bitu. So the Magen Shloime, the reason Tosfos didn't answer it, but Tosfos learned anders. But Tosfos learned anders. This is one way, it's not the way, it's the Magen Shloime's weg. It's the andere weg. But before I'm starting the andere weg, I want to be Magdi Makashe for the Chiddush Harim. זה שוב יש לנו סימן וואו. פרק דחידוש שערים. רבק, לפני שדה ווי ולילים טייסוס. טייסוס, אז אני אקש, רשי יש את ביטול? אם רבקים השתית על הצריף. רבקים השתית על הצריף. פרק דחידוש שערים, ואז תפקום את רבקים. איזה מישתה בדף חוף א', רב יהודה אומר, אין ביו חומץ אלו שריף. אין ביו חומץ אלו שריף. פרק הקשף על רב יהודה. What do you tell me? No, Nafkamina, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yudah. This is a Mishnah. Number one. Number two, the Sugyan Chof Zayin is Marich. But the Iker is the Sugyan Heyomud Beis. The Gemara says in the second line, in Heyomud Beis, the first line, the second line, Shema Mina from Rabbi Kiva, Ein Biur Chometz Elos Reife. So, Kramino, Shema Mina, Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Yudah. And Rabbi Yudah, this is the Shita from Sreife. Shmamino, it's a cheshbon. Rabbi Kiva said, Ach, b'yay marishin, he means to say Rabbi Yudah. So who is the father of the Shita? Rabbi Yudah. Shmamino, but Rabbi Kiva, then he holds like Rabbi Yudah. So state in the Gemara that the man de Omar is Rabbi Yudah. But Razdei, when you ask the Kasha and Rashi, I'll tell you more from that. But soon we'll see why it's Muchach. But if like the Kasha, oh, Rabbi Kiva maybe learns the Kasha from the Maisa. Different Rosh, Rabbi Kiva. My suge is the like Rabbi Kiva. Aber if the Mishnayos and Pesachim don't stimmen, das ist ein starker Kasha. Das ist ein schwerer Rabbi Kiva. I mean, you see in the face, five Mahalchim how to darshan. Rabbi Shmuel, the Breiser, but it's different ways how we know Tashbisu Achilek. We know Achilek. We don't say the Drosha from Rabbi Kiva. We learn a Vorez, Nishkin Av Meloche, it's a lab. We don't have to from this Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yudah is a shita brur. Rabbi Yudah is a shita brur. אז איפה יגיד החידוש הערים? So the חידוש הערים זוק, אבל אמרתי שתרץ, כאילו עלייך לתרץ. זאת בחידוש הערים, that Rabbi Yudah doesn't say klal that he's uptouching the word tashbisu that it's reifer. Tashbisu maybe is like Rashi. He learns out of Droshi that Chof Zayin would base from Noisar, as if it's a mitzvah to burn the Noisar, it's a mitzvah to burn the Chavetz. So could be tashbisu is one zach, it's a mitzvah tashbisu. The mitzvah of tashbisu you could do with fire, you could do with bitul, only with bitul. Then after you do bitul, it's an inyan to burn it, like it's an inyan to burn Noisar. Now you forget, you do bitul, after you take the Chavetz, as if it's Noisar, and you burn it. Well, that this is the mitzvah of tashbisu. Rabbi Yudah said, do bitul, tashbisu is bitul. Say, after the arech, I don't like chometz, it's a garnish by me. After that, take the chometz, and that's a mitzvah to burn it, to show. What do you do with noisa? You're not allowed to leave noisa. If it's left, you take it and you burn it. You say, chvilnish the chometz, chvilnish the chometz. After the arech, it's against the nusach. Then just burn it. Something, and this is going to ask a kasha and rashi. We know about this, nishta zeh depshat in Rabbi Yudah. But we can't ask a kasha and rashi. We can't ask a kasha and rashi. Aber Rabbi Akiva says that the word tashbisu. Ach behim harishen tashbisu. Tashbisu es reife et muzayin den Hashem ment eret Pesach. So Rabbi is a bessere kashe. The man who gefragt der kashe von Rabbi Akiva and who is gefragt der kashe von Rabbi Yudah. Avada today, Rabbi Yudah learns that tashbisu es reife. Chesharim is not trying to say, but he says if we would ask from Rabbi Yudah, we would say the kiyum ha-mitzvah is one zach, and the sreif is another zach. We said, if she's mechaschil, take him to learn like that, that the Rabbi Yudah doesn't mean that the mitzvah is burning. If she's a zaytik, but Rabbi Akiva steht, ach, ba yom arishin tashbisu, if mitzinu la'avore shi'av meloche, then tashbisu is avore, muzayin etz erev yontef, steht the tashbisu es sreif. Hashem lepshaf on the chidush yari. But if we don't want to answer like the chidush yari, can the zogim do anay pshat in Tosfos? And this will answer, side to answer Rashi, and side to answer why Tosfos didn't ask. We had two kashas. Why to answer Rashi? We said the Magen Shloime. Rashi learns it's both. Tosfos thought it's one. Then we asked why Tosfos asked from Rabbi Akiva. We said Chiddush Yari. To answer these two kashas, we could say a new mahalach. Dachtzos is grade emes. Dachtzos is grade emes the mahalach. And I'll show you the word in Tosfos. I don't know why the belt is not medayek. I think shteitos, but this is a learning in Tosfos. But how does it happen? The Ramban is mashma chas v'sholem to zogin that Tosfos. Lule di v'amagin shleim. Chas v'sholem to zogin that Tosfos taught that b'fi Rashi the only way to make tashbisu is bitul. But this is the pshat of Rashi. Tosfos didn't see the Rashi, we're medayek, Rashi is anders, Tosfos brings them different. The Gedukim. Tosfos knows that Rashi never meant to say that it's one. Avada it's two. As I said, the Ramban. Avada, Rashi meant that you can mekayim bitul, it's also tashbisu. Seshtikal teire, that Rashi meant that you could do both. Tosfos didn't understand him, and maybe he was asking a kasha. Tosfos understanding, and afilu ochi efrekta kasha. Und was frekta? Was frekta? Afrekta poshta kasha. You're right that Rashi says that it's both. Zog Tosfos, it cannot be both. It cannot be both. It has to be only Sreif. It cannot be both. It's only Sreif. You say it's both? You cannot learn that it's both. Why? If it's both, what is Rabbi Akiva's kasha? The first day of Pesach, you do Bitul. The second day, you'll do Sreif. The first day, you'll do Bitul. Second day, you'll do Sreif. What's with Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva, Hashem said to burn it, you're not allowed to burn it in Yom Tov. The first day, you will do Bitul. The second day, you will do Sreifa. As a Shverkeit. Avu Shteitin Ateire, Hashem said, over Yom Tov, you have to Tashbisu. Tashbisu means fire, means everything. So, you're asking me how I could do it in the first day? The first day, I'll take only do Bitul. If I find something in the middle of Pesach, I'll do fire. What is Rabbi Kiva? I want to explain to you why it's emes. Rabbi Kiva said, Tashbisu means Erev Pesach, yeah? But if someone finds something in the middle of Pesach, so he can't burn it. But it's not every day. If it's Shabbos, Erev Pesach and Shabbos, it has to be somehow. So, no. If Tashbisu is only Sreifa, so Rabbi Akiva asks a good kasha. Bayoyim Orishon, if Bayoyim Orishon goes on the first day of Pesach, you can't make Tashbisu. Muzayim Bayoyim Orishon is Erev Pesach. But if Tashbisu is two ways, the first day you will do Bitul, the second day you will do Sreifa. This is what the Ramban, you look good in the Ramban, this is what Tosfos was asking on Rashi. Rashi, you said that it's both, and Rabbi Akiva state that it's only Sreifa. Now read with me first the Tosfos inside. He says it. דהי השבוס העבורי ולא הביטו. What is the only suffer? That's what I'm saying. You said ביטו, it's משמה עבורי. משמה עבורי ולא הביטו. What's made of ולא הביטו? If you're going to show him, Rashi says it's this, he says it's that. No, you're telling me that it's both. Rabbi Kiva holds it's avore and not bitul. Only avore. Rabbi Givaldik will be the Loshen Ashbos, Rak avore, the Loy bitul. But that's made us. The Tani Bishmaisim, when he's in the Lavore, she ad Melocha. This anyway doesn't finish the Cheshbu. What's the Teretz of Rashi? So the Ramban, that Val Rabbi Kiva learns that Iker Loshen Apostle Tashbisu Esreife, you're right that it's also bitul. We said, also Yoitze was not mashma to Rabbi Kiva that the Iker Sreifa, the Teir says Tashbisu, you can't do in the first day. It was not geschmack to Rabbi Kiva to learn like this pshat in the Pasuk. Teisus Kilu came with the Taina and Rashi. What's Rabbi Kiva will? The first day mach bitu, the second day makes Sreifa. Nish mashma to the Gemara. Was not mashma to Rabbi Kiva that when Hashem says Tashbisu, the first day he means the Tofel Dikazach, the bottle. The second day he means Sreifa. But we call Mekoyim, so this is the Kasha of Tech Nemochabo. לפי דמגין השלמה, רשי נראה, it's only ביטול. הפעם שאתה קשה, לא שתי צריפה. תרצז רשי said it's both. That's the easy way to see the run. תרצז thought that it's only ביטול? No, it's both. רמבן says, תרצז knew that it's both. אבל if it's both, what's with רבי עקיבא? Maybe צריפה, it's not in the first day. So the רמבן, the תרצז of רשי is, that רבי עקיבא was משמע to him that the first day you could do both. The עיקר you could do in the first day. פושט. If it's Pashit, so it's Pashit, why Tesis had to bring Rabbi Kiva and didn't bring Rabbi Yude? What he will ask from Rabbi Yude? Ein b'yuchamet zel ha-sreifa. Also sreifa and also bitul. If we're learning the loike ha-magin ha-shloima, Tesis knew that it could be both. Rashi never said that it's only bitul. Could be sreifa and could be bitul. Nishken kasha. Tesis was asking, aber in Rabbi Kiva, it's mucha, that it's only, because if not, what is this kasha, maybe the first day? So it's only a bazundere kasha from Rabbi Kiva. Das ist nicht kein kasha from Rabbi Yudah. Lefile magine le shleime nochamo. But the kasha on Rashi is, that Tesis understand that Rashi means only bitu. Frag Tesis nicht emes, it's biu. Nur Rabbi Yudah auch versteht, that it's biu. Ask from Rabbi Yudah, da sagen na Terz. And the Terz of Rashi is both. And start, the kasha doesn't start, and Pella White Tesis asks Rabbi Kiva. Could ask Rabbi Yudah. Now we say Tesis know that it's both. He's having a cheshbon that in Rabbi Kiva it's mashma havore veloy bitul. Why? So the Ramban a cheshbon because what's the kasha from the Gemara? Maybe the first day make bitul, the second day make bil. That's given the kasha from Gemara. If that's the cheshbon, so maybe Tesis only can ask a kasha from Rabbi Kiva and he can't ask a kasha from Rabbi Yudah. What he will see in Rabbi Yudah? Sreifa, aber kann sein bitul echad. Dikdukim chadoshim, it's not a kasha. This is not dikdukim. It's another dikdukim. Ask them a kasha. Mach the yukim. We ask a kasha. You found Sreifa, you found another person hold Sreifa. That's the pshat ha-tesfis. That's the hersh ha-chelek doing tesfis. Now, the second chelek in this chelek of tesfis, of a herz ha-chelek good, that's it vorim koshim o-it, is mevuyo doing tesfis, that's the pnei Yeshua, and the stipler, that was poshut to Tesfis that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva lefi Rashi also are masking to Bitu. They agree. And Shas state that Bebitu Dainu. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva agree to the sugi of maskir v'soicher that Bidu Raisa Bebitu Ba'al Mesag. We could have said, Zog the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzlach and the Stipler, that Rashi will have Stamashtik L'Teirin. That the mandarama that you have to have biuchametz elos reife, taka doesn't hold that you can do bitul. You have to do dafka reife. We could have said like that. Well, we couldn't. The tzlach zog the azela aloch and the meiser. Zog the tzlach. Avada Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Kiva don't hold for bitul. If they need fire, taka bitul doesn't work. Ain't a chadali. Anaya teret zog the tzlach of Tesis kasha. Was fragt Tesis auf Rashi? Von Rabbi Kiva und Rabbi Yehuda, sag dir Zlach, will ich sagen nach Hiddush? Ein nach Hanami? Al Liebe der Rabbi Yehuda, bebitul ba'al me loy sagi. Bebitul ba'al me loy sagi. Bitul will not help lefi Rashi. Maskir v'soicha, bitul maybe will not help. Rabbi Doi Reise. Yeah. All of the achroini in the Pasha say, chas v'shof. We can't say that the ganze Masechta Psochim, we're going with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Breis and Dav Zayin and Mudalef, Talmid Ayeshev Lifne Rabboi, Venizkar Sheshle Chomet Vetech Beisoi, Yevatlenu Beliboi, Chazal Sedek, Umevatel Beliboi, Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Kiva, Obim Cholik and all these vices. Alamor steht, Bittul Baal Mesagi, Sugis and Afyud, Bittul Baal Mesagi. It's not Mistaber, it was not Mistaber to taste us to say that Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Kiva disagree to Bittul. It's Mistaber that they're masking to Bittul. So the fit tastes later, it's not a kasher. If you do bitul, it's hefker. You're not oizer baliroi. You're not mekayim tashbisu. This tastes smokes. Yeah, the Taylor never said. It's only a way to burn it. Bitul is a way out. You're not mekayim the mitzvah, because you don't have the chometz. You don't own the chometz. But if Rashi, that tashbisu is kiyum mitzvah, hashbose balev, hachometz kemi she'enoi, ke'afre de'are, mashve ke'afre de'are, mamash ke'afre, Weist is Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Kiva was poshet to taste with that Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Kiva are moide that you could make bitul. As I said, the stipler about Chove, the stipler goes back and forth. Mishnah say poshet, the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzlach, all of them are clear. So about if the Chole can bitul, the Chole can bitul. But we are going in the gang that Avada did not Chole can bitul. That's the Gladkant. That everyone is masking to bitul. And again, the three tastes, we don't have a problem because it means that they agree to bitul. It's nothing what they agree. Just if you made bitul, you're not over bali roi bali motzen. It's nothing what they agree. You're just not over bali roi bali motzen. You're not over bali roi bali motzen. But if Rashi, they agree that even the Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Kiva hold that biur chometz is besreife, but if you do bitul, you mekayim tashbis. So you will ask me, so what's the pshat? So what's the pshat? How you must be? Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Kiva hold, you need to do sreife. You have to burn it. Ein biur chometz elo sreife. But if you do bitul, you also yoytze. How do you yoytze, Taker? What's the avonah? What's the avonah? Hashem said it's also good. So the kasha is, so why you have to do sreife? When you mefar v'zeir el ruach, you also got rid of the chometz. What Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah of Chofalef? Rabbanon says you can take the chometz, you don't have to burn it. You throw it to the yam, you mefarer zer l'ruach. Rabbi Yudah says, ein biur chometz el asreife. So if they will say, ein biur chometz el asreife, only sreife, and the cholek and bitul, I could hear, zog the Pnei Yeshua. I fight the Pnei Yeshua, but they agree that I could do bitul. Why? Xeris ha-kosuv, ha-posuk, ha-drosha, that you could do other fire, other bitul. Fire is good, bitul is good. Oh, but if you take it and you crumb it and you throw it in the ear, it's not good. If Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Kiva will say, I have to do Sreife, I have to do Sreife. Attacker, they don't hold from Bitul, there's no kashas on Rashi, we're going to Firabonon. Firabba Kiva, there's no Mahalach of Bitul. But taste is clear that is a Mahalach of Bitul. Is a Mahalach of Bitul, even a Libid Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Kiva. I'm saying, the Tzlach Take says, Vaistois, the Gemara is Take, Libid Rabbonon, Rabbi Yudah doesn't make sense that Bitul will help with Rashi. Attacker doesn't make sense. But the Pashas, we're going that Tesis was not Mechalek and Bitul helps Ali Ben Rabbi Yudah. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand. You tell me Xeris HaKosuv, I don't have a problem with the Pnei Yeshua. Azei Zog the Teire. But if Azei Zog the Teire, so Azei Visreif is good, and Bitul is good, why Mefar V'Zeir Eluhuach is worse, why Mefar V'Zeir Eluhuach is worse from a person who is Mevatel the Chometz? Again, if you tell me only Sreif, only to burn it, no. You can Mevatel. It's a weistois, it's not so schwer, but weistois, so in the world. Streife is, I get rid of it in ganzen. Bittul belev is in the lev I get rid of it in ganzen. There's two ways. It's a gash misdike mahalach and a ruch misdike mahalach. It's a gash misdike mahalach. I burn it, mamish mechale ad offer, becomes sof in ganzen, and there's another mahalach. Belev, keman delese, it becomes offer belev. But if you mefar v'zer l'ruach, se nishtahar mishtahim. This l'chura has to be the vial of the Tzuras Advorim. This l'vial has to be Tzuras Advorim if you want to learn that bitul for sure will help Ali ben Rabbi Yud. So the vial, nishtah zeh yishvah, I'm saying, samach roinim taker, me'avisim d'tzlach, the stifler wanted to learn taker, the l'fir Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Kiva, you cannot be mekayim tashbisi bebitul. Maybe you're not over Bali Roy, but you can mekayim the mitzvah. But we're going to feed the pashas, you are mekayim the mitzvah. And the Torah says, other sreife, other bitul belev, these are the two ways to machen. To get back to the Nehemshach. Those are the harsh to chelek from Tesvis. If Fragt Teisus a zweite Kasha auf Rashi. Lama zan the second Kasha of Teisus and Rashi. Vooi, de tashbisu amalikamon me'achilek, shu mishay shoyz velemalo. Tashbisu amalikamon me'achilek, shu mishay shoyz velemalo. Ve'achar yisuru eloi mehani bitu. Fragt Teisus noch amal auf Rashi. Dein. Lefi Teisus, it will not be schwer later. Tashbisu is not bitu. You're not making a mitzvah. Mitzvah you make only when you burn it later. You befaru v'zer l'ruah v'rabbanon. And tashbitul is a stam eitzah before Pesach. I'm after no negat a tashbisu. But the fear Rashi that it's a kiyum of the mitzvah tashbisu and the mitzvah tashbisu starts. Mishay shoyz v'lemalo. If the mitzvah starts, mishay shoyz v'lemalo means in the beginning of the seventh hour. The mitzvah tashbisu starts and when it's osur ba'anoez mevurim the gemara and the vav amud beis. The le'achar zman isura you can do bitul. The mevur and the gemara and vavamud beis that the only time to do bitul is koydem zman isura. That's how often the gemara even after zman isura bitul is not chal. So what's like this? It's the fear Rashi that this is up taych and tashmisu when tashmisu starts b'shas ha'isu. No undem of mikenish machem bitul. Then it's mevur and the gemara that bitul is before shesh. So the fear taches bitul is not tashmisu. Stam ha'itze. I could sell it to a guy, I could mafkir it. But if he rash that bitul is uptight of tashbisu, and the tashbisu starts b'shor shishis, mikenish machin bitul. Shasa isu, the bitul is not chal. Azei frek teisis of rash. This is stamps, the ganze arichas here is not so gishmak. The kasha had to be much more simple. Stop. How you could do tashbisu? And if it's not in the sixth hour, and if tashbisu starts by night, it's also the same kasha. But you know, the kasha is, well, tashbisu starts in the sixth hour shas isu, and if tashbisu starts by night, there's also the kasha. It's clear why Teisus was marich as they feel to frag in the kasha. But this is Teisus kasha. Zog de minchas chinuch, a teretz of Teisus kasha. Let me get dog de minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch clears a kasha. What is the mitzvah of Tashbis? He has two tzedakah. One tzad zog the minchas chinuch. The getter of the mitzvah Tashbisu is, what is the getter of the mitzvah Tashbisu? Zog the minchas chinuch, the getter of the mitzvah Tashbisu is azevi Shabbos. A person has to make a shvisa in Shabbos. How you make a shvisa in Shabbos? You just don't do nothing and you become shvisa in Shabbos. You just sit, passive in Shabbos. Does it Tashbis? If you work in Shabbos, do be stamen chalal Shabbos. If you work in Shabbos, do be stamen chalal Shabbos. And you're doing a aveira. And you either a mitzvah esef Tashbis. But the way to be mekayim the mitzvah is just to do nothing. When you're doing nothing, this is the echetim to be mekayim the mitzvah Tashbis. This is one way, Tashbis. The hainu a passive peula. The other way of Tashbisu is a chiyuvdike mitzvah. Lemoshel arba kanfes in tzitzis. You have to put it on the tzitzis. If you don't have a tzitzis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Now, if you do nothing, you don't have the mitzvah. The only way to do the mitzvah is to do arba kanfes. Also here, the mitzvah will be to do Tashbisu. I'll tell you a por nefkeminez that you will have the chakira. The first nefkeminez is a person that never had chometz. Is mekayim tashbisu or not? For the first tzad, yeah. The person that doesn't have a job in Shabbos is mekayim tashbisu. For the second tzad, the only way to mekayim tashbisu is if you had chometz and you burned it, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. If you never had chometz, no one has tainus on you. Someone doesn't have clothes, so you say that. He didn't do a aver of arba kanfes, but he didn't do a mitzvah. If he wears clothes with arba kanfes, he's over aver. But if he doesn't wear that clothes, nishken mitzvah, nishken aver. So if someone didn't have chometz, nishken mitzvah, nishken aver. Yes. Nishken mitzvah, nishken aver. Nishken mitzvah, nishken aver. One nafkemin. From two to two, zog the minchas chinuch, and nafkemin lemaise. But for the first tzad, if a person ever pays a punk runs out of chometz, they ate all the chometz, zog the minchas chinuch, but for the first tzad, say that, very good. The fit teisvis, you have to go to the store to buy bread to burn and serve as chometz. It's the same nefkemina, just double tzach. Zog the return nefkemina. What would be if someone goes and burns your chometz? You're about to go to the fire. Someone chaps the chometz from you and burns it. As Allah, if a person chabs a mitzvah from you, he has to pay you asara zuhuvim. So the first tzad, he didn't chab the mitzvah from you. It's like a person was about to work in Shabbos and someone took away the zach. He didn't chab the mitzvah. He chab the aveira. Now I will make a mitzvah, then I'm resting in Shabbos. Mashiachin, if it's a mitzvah to make a maisa ashbosa, so he chab my mitzvah. And Panovich, the Lombin wanted to say a nozon afkamina. Afshon makin dintach, but Lombin zonged afkamina, as long as the oil of dinet. The fit the first tzad, that is a mitzvah to do tashmis, the fit tesis. So they wanted to sign if a person has 10 pieces of bread, 10 kezais, has 10 mitzvahs of tashmis. Mashiachin, if the mitzvah is just not to have chometz, so to get to that mitzvah is only the last kezais. The first 9 kezais that you burned is gone, you have chometz yet. If the mitzvah is to mashbis, so we could say 10 kezaisim and 10 times I mashbis. Forget the frum will buy a lot of bread. They have a lot of big fire in Erev Pesach. But if the vote is not to have chometz, the first 9 kezaisim doesn't make a difference. The ikur is the last kezais. I want to be masked. You could dintach on the lomdim and say that even if in the first side that is a peula, it's active, it's not a passive, you have to do it, but you're only doing it in the last kezais. The first night is Hezishkin Tashbis. The Chavtza is, when I'm burning the last one, it's a Pa'ula. This is a Pa'ula of Ashbosa. The first night is not a Pa'ula. I can help Tzveit Zlodi. It's like, if the mitzvah is passive, the iron not to have, Avada and Avada, you become it when you finish. There's no 10 mitzvahs here. Fakat, the Chazchilu said, you don't have to have it even. Just, if you become it, the mitzvah is, you become it. But she ain't get, if it's a Pa'ula Chiyubis, to get rid of the Chometz, then we can clear on the shadow from the Lomdim if I have 10 mitzvahs or 1 mitzvah. Yes, Tzedonim Lekam, but Tzedonim Lekam. What? For sure. But Leroy Yoivon Evi Kizayis. Like Chazo Yoivon Evi Kizayis. No. That's a question, because the Maisi, the Yisrael of Tashbisu is that you mashbis the house. Another Nefkimina Zogda Minchaschil. Anoshim are mitzvah and tashbisu. The halacha is mitzvahs kiyumi is they don't have to do. They don't have to, the moshul, take lulev. They don't have to tekiya b'shofar. But sheva altase and Shabbos the mechuyev and shvisa. So mele shalev noshim are mechuyev to do a ma'ase peula v'ashbasa. If it's a sheva altase, the mechuyev. If it's a kumase, they're not mechuyev. Kum to minchas chinuch and says noch anafkimit. So the rabbi said stam. Over the lekiyim, if you mekayim the mitzvah, if you mechuyev the mechazal, the second afkemina, someone is choyte for mitzvah, apor kezaisim, noshim. So the minchaschiluch is six afkemina. If the mitzvah is not to have chometz, fakir, you do it before chatzos, that when chatzos comes, you don't have chometz, ashrecho, you mekayim the mitzvah. Shabbos comes and you're resting, you mekayim the mitzvah. So forget, you take the chometz before Pesach, you burn it, and you mushbis in Pesach. So before Chatzos you go, you take the chometz, you get rid of it, and it's mushbis. And it's mushbis. Mashi'ein ken lefi teisves. That it's a pe'ula to do a ma'ase hashbos, a positive ma'ase hashbos, an active ma'ase hashbos. Zog de minchas chinuch, forget, the mitzvah starts... When is Chatzos? Why? When it's a Heftze of Chometz, past to Zogin is a mitzvah to mashbis the Chometz. Before Pesach, past to Zogin is a mitzvah to be mashbis the Chometz. In that, Lefi Rashi, forget, the mitzvah is that before Pesach I mushbis. That Pesach comes, I mushbis. The Tashbis says, be ready for, someone said, rest in Shabbos. Don't try to stop to work in Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, you have to be in a rest of Matzah. This is Shabbos Tashbis. But if it's a peula, and Pesach you have to be mashbis chometz. So I wait for Pesach comes, and then I mashbis. That's machlekes Rashi and Tesis later on. Rashi learns tashbisu is before the zman, and Tesis learns that tashbisu you only mekayim in the zman. The Mele zogt rapos the teretz of Tesis kasha of Rashi. Fakir the bittul is before the zman. Tesis understand Tashbisu starts from the Zman HaYisru because it's an active mitzvah, it's a Pe'ula Dike mitzvah, well, it's a Pe'ula Dike mitzvah. So if Bitul is the Pe'ula Dike mitzvah, not only burning, Bittul will be the active mitzvah. So in Chatzois, we'll start that active mitzvah. For Ektesis, in Chatzois, I can't be mevatel. Chatzois is mana isur, it's not chal. It's very osur, I can't be mevatel then. Oh, but if we learn that Bittul is not an active pe'ula, fakert. Bittul is a passive, and fakert. It has to be ready. So when Hashem said tashbisu, he meant fakert. Tashbis before Pesach, and when Pesach comes, you will be mushbas. So if Hashem says Bittul means tashbisu, I do the Bittul before Pesach. I do the Bittul before Pesach. No, if it tastes, if you mash them and ask levar, you're not over. If I can't, does it the kill limits? Miyat, you burn miyat. If it tastes, in the second that chatzais comes, you burn and does it the mitzvah. If I can't, then there's an Indian to leave it till chatzais and to burn in chatzais. So we make kind of the mitzvah. If you rash some mele, does it taste as kasha of rash? Say something in chaschim. Shein a teretz of rashi. Stand to the two, so the Minchaschim of Chesedet Nafkimine, Shein and Nafkimine, in between the Chakire, what would be if someone eats Chometz and Pesach? To Mekayim Tashbisu. Has Chometz, okay, he wants to Mekayim Tashbisu. The best way, he will eat it quickly, there will be nothing left. We'll see, it's a Ramban later on, maybe it's a Eitzer. Ramban is a tzad, even if you're a Yudah, you have to have Sreifa, as they said, the Rashash, ki Odo Meitzah Sodeh, could be he's burning it with himself. This is a Rashash in Daf Hei, we'll see, Pshat, Shver Rashash, Shash wants to say, even if you're a Yehuda, you could be a Mekayim Sreifa when you eat it, your other mates are sodden, inside it burns when it eats. Ashver, Rashash, we'll get it. But as I clear in Chas Chinuch, a person eats in the middle of Pesach Chometz, he wants a Mekayim Tashbisu. He's doing Aveira, it's an Isur to eat Chometz. Shashayla is if it's a mitzvah above Aveira or not. So I can say, if the mitzvah is to make a Maiseh Ashbose, it's a mitzvah above Aveira. And the same time that I mash mitzvahs with my mouth, I'm doing aveira. Mitzvah above aveira, nicht kein mitzvah. Oh, but if the mitzvah is not to have chometz, the fact that I'm eating it is no shaychus to the fact that I don't have the chometz. Forget, the mitzvah is when I don't have chometz, I'm a kayim mashbosa. That's in my mitzvah. When I don't have chometz, I'm a kayim mashbosa. If this is my mitzvah, when I don't have chometz, I'm a kayim mashbosa. So, b'meil, it's not a mitzvah above aveira. That's in the minchas chim. Das ist der Teil von dem Milchas Chinuch. So, das ist Chalik von dem Milchas Chinuch. Das ist Aschein im Milchas Chinuch, aber wusste Milchas Chinuch. Es reicht. Die Kasche ist also. So, we have a Teretz of Tesis Kasche. We have a Teretz of Tesis Kasche. The Shaila is also. And the Shaila that I'm asking, Be'etzel, the Milchas Chinuch himself, in the Hemshech, and the Bramaschil Ve'ein Inyan, he starts to ask this kasha on himself. This shtickle is a shame shtickle. But not the trach in a minute. So we're saying Lefi Rashi that the gather of Tashbisu is not an act pe'ula, the gather of Tashbisu is this not to have chometz. And then you mekayim the mitzvah. We said clearly, B'shem de Minchas Chinuch, a person that doesn't have chometz, there's no Inyan to go to the store to buy chometz, he's mekayim Tashbisu. No. Now a person has a piece of bread 2 hours before Pesach. What's that? He doesn't have no bread. Givaldik, he gets a mitzvah. He has a piece of bread. So Rabbi Yehuda, ein biur chometz ala b'sreife. So the person, I don't want to do sreife. Mefar b'zer l'ruach, I don't have it. But a second ago you told me, if someone doesn't have it, he's mekayim a mitzvah. How Rabbi Yehuda says, ein biur chometz ala sreife? Why ein biur chometz ala sreife? Why? If you're telling me, Lefitais, this is Givaldik. It's a mitzvah how to get rid of it. Zog Rab Yudah Ol Misreife. We said a shtikatera before, also Bitul. Mefar Bezer El Ruach, Lefi Rabbonon. There's different ways to do it. Say it. But Lefi Rashi, is no mitzvah to make a Maisi Hashbosa. Lefi Rashi, what is the gather? Just not to have chometz. Not to have chometz is a difference how I not to have chometz. The mitzvah is a passive mitzvah. What is the difference? How I'm getting rid of the chometz? How you could say, what? Mefar b'zer l'ruach, I don't have it anymore. I will ask you a better shayla. I will do hefka. I will do hefka. I will not do bitul. I said, bitul is the cheftza, it's also good. I will do hefka. If Tesis, I'm not making the mitzvah, I just get rid of it. No, I don't have it anymore. The mashal, if it tesis, it's gishmak. When a person will do bitul, bitul is mitam efka, you take not making the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. I'm not either when I'm not making the mitzvah. I have to make a ma'isa hashbosa. But if Rashi, if it's no din ma'isa hashbosa, the ikir is as a chodesh ken chometz. In Rabbonon, I givaldik eshtiko. In Rabbonon, I givaldik eshtiko. But in Rabbi Yude, this kashe frek de minchas chinuch. And this one is the any Indians totally beblug to the Rabbi Yude and Rabbonon. Im ein biur chometz el esreife. So I'm at chishboinus. The chalik is yoyev taketainus, that this shtikul teire is givaldik lefi Rabbonon. That as we saw say bechol dov, a mefar vezair leruach, is no dinim. לפי רבי יהודה דרס דינים, how you can say? זה די מלכה סכין נכנו. Even לפי רבי יהודה. And this is ממש השוור as I have to understand. How you can say that לפי רבי יהודה, to learn this תאירה לפי רעשי, that the ביטול is before. Again, if we will say that לפי... נחמה, שיט אס רעשי, זה די מלכה סכין נכנו, the ביטול is before. Why? Because the עיקר is when the time comes, it's מבוטל. שתיל תאירה זה שם. Aber as one piece that is not klar, so why Rabbi Yudah says Misreifa? Aber Rabbi Yudah sagt Misreifa. If Rabbi Yudah, if you don't do Sreifa, you're not Yoytze. If you don't do Sreifa, if Rabbi Yudah, you're not Yoytze. Why you're not Yoytze? Er sagt, Michas Chinuch asks this kasha on himself. Not saying, to understand this kasha, he makes us milan de Michas Chinuch good. Yeah, the Michas Chinuch goes with this shtickle, and she comes to the end of the shtickle, frag the Michas Chinuch of sich allein, the ein Indian zeh tolui. Lecha'ur has talked to that it's tolui. That if the Indian is not to have chometz, it's no mocking to understand the Havone, lefi Rabbi Yehuda, why you need Sreifa? It's mamash shver. And even lefi Rabbonin is shver. Rashi learns dafke bitul. Hefker is nish good, right? We said at the beginning of the Zman. Mishuma, Rashi didn't want to say hefker. He wanted to say mashmiz the chometz, because I'm a kaim epis in the chometz. Rashi didn't learn the bitul is mitam hefker, the pashtus. Bitul is epis in the chometz. Why? I have to do epis in the chometz. Why? If I didn't have it, I was yoytze the mitzvah. So I don't have it, finish, I don't have it. I was like, no, chomol. Kilu shteido, that if you don't have it, you mekayim the mitzvah. But when you have it, is a way how to get rid of it. And if you don't do that way, I don't have it. Mechassidu said, if someone grabs it from me, so say it. He burned it. Say it because it's not your union to burn. You have to not to have it. No, but when you get rid of it, is a way how you have to get rid of it. And if you get rid of it in the other way, so Mechassidu says, like avada, you be mekayim the mitzvah lefi Rabbi Yehuda. You're just missing epis. It's not mashma. So this chaylik, I'm saying, this chaylik is very shvel taki. I'm saying it. But mir sind nicht klar, wie zu sagen das. Aber wie nicht wie? Lass mal machen, was mir hat ja. Okay, Adrobe, someone that comes in the klarkeit. Aber was mir hat ja, aber das steht klar, that we have a machlek, is he a soidis, Rashi and Minchas Chinuch, Rashi and Tesis. Nein, du mach legacy. The four tastes that Shmissu starts Mishasa Isu. When I say the Marsha, he brings down tastes later on, Take, that the Shmissu, and you have to know the four tastes, it's Mevur in all of the poison, we don't do it Lemaise. The four tastes, if a person wants to make him Tashbissu, what we do today in Sreif as Chometz, we're not Yoitze Tashbissu, the four tastes. It's Golnish Mitnish. We burn it before the time of the Isu. We'll see, maybe we get this Rishonim that in time of the Molche brings down Rishonim, they kept the Kezayis to Chatzois and then they burned it to Mekayim the Mitzvah. We don't do it because we're scared, Chas v'Sholem, you know, we'll be Toye and we'll be Eiver Aveiris. But the Maisel, if you taste it, we do Gomish. What we do today when we make the Sreife, we try to be Yoitze Shitas Rashi, that Rashi, when he says in Chof Zayin, that you can Mekayim, Mefurish, in Rashi of Chof Zayin, you can Mekayim the Tashbisu already from 20 days before Pesach, but Etzim, you can Mekayim. We said again, it doesn't make sense to learn before Pesach, so why is it in Sreife? The world is the Pesach to be Mushmet. We don't have an answer. But Lemay said, the vibe, what we do today, we're trying to be Yoitza Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, I live in the Shitas Rashi. Could be Me'ikar Adin Alochi Kerabonim. But we're trying to be Yoitza Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, I live in the Rashi. And as an Indian, to make a Sreife as Chometz, to mekayim the mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz before. And about it, lefi this, it's poshut, and the moshul, you have to be the one to put on the fire. If you put it down and someone else puts on the fire, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to do the tashbisu alein. If a little kid puts on the fire, it's gomished. If you put it into the fire, you're mekayim. Say, the Minchas Chinuch explained, lefi tesis is a positive mitzvah. Lefi Rashi, doesn't make a difference. You bring it there, abi it's burned, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But if we want to be yotze, so lechure, if we yotze lefi shitas Rashi, so lechure is taken, no, so I'm not nezach. We want to be yotze sreife, okay, we don't understand taken. What is the avon lefi Rashi that is the Indian to make a maise sreife? Because lefi Rashi in Chas Chinuch said, abi it's mushbas. So then it's not Indian to make sreife. But mikol makoim, divide what we do today is we do a maise sreife koidem zman isuroi. And this is the Mekayim Tashbis of the Minchas Chinuch, Ali B'Reshitas Rashi. In a second. Let me end again first the thesis, and then we'll make it for another shlaf. Ve'oimari, the Midei Reise be'bitul ba'al mesagi. Mitam de me'achar she'bitlo yave hefker, ve'yotzo mirshusoy, umuto, midei kamerin av la'toroya shel achayim shel gavoy, avalo min edorim hefker, v'me shloisho, midei Reise in etzor. Zog thesis, that bitul is mitam hefker. Nahayim. Be'etzem bitul doesn't work as tashbisu. If you make bitul as tashbisu, you're not yaitze. Bitul doesn't work as tashbisu. Why? Tashbisu is only sreife, odom mefar v'zer el ruach da'ainu, to do act pe'ules, a positive pe'ule inside, act of pe'ule inside the chometz. If you rabbi de v'sreife, if you rabbi mefar v'zer el ruach. Bitul is a way out. It's a way out. And the Minchas Chinuch Taker brings down that the Maisa Kum Tois, the Hemshech, the Mekabi with the Hemshech, the Minchas Chinuch, the Lefita is a person that does Bitu, the Maisa is not Mekayim Tashbisu. The person that does Bitu, Lefita is not Mekayim Tashbisu. The Fi Rashi, when you do Bitu, you Mekayim Tashbisu. Because you make the Chometz Kemisha Einoi. Masha Ege Lefita is, when you make Bitu, Taker not Mekayim Tashbisu. Just Enech and Ani, Chazal don't have an Eitze for you. The skid you be able by the roy by limotze. And while the skid be able and while the skid be able by the roy by limotze, so while Chazal has skid, the man they told you to do bitul. So kum tois lefi Rashi, a person that does bitul is mekayim tashbisu. Now he's not doing hefker. He's doing keafer the ari and the chefze. So we don't know why you need it, but we need it. Yeah, we need lefi Rabbi Yudas Reife, lefi Rabbon, we need apis and the chefze. Even that be'etzem, if you don't have, you also yoytze. This is the kasha, we don't know how to answer this kasha. But lefi Rashi, when you do bitul, you mekayim tashbisu. Lefi Teisus, ein echanami, you're not mekayim tashbisu. It's a way out. Now, so let me get into Kuseder a little bit. So Teisus has a kasha, how it helps Taka, it's not before Shloisho. Tachonim give different terutzim how it helps. Midei Raisa, it helps. And the Zogin Balchomitz is also Be'anoe, is Anansadi, that Nichalei Taka. Why Taka Rashi didn't want to say like Teisus? That bitul is mitam hefker. Why Rashi like, didn't want to say like Tesis that bitul is mitam hefker? The reason Rashi didn't want to say like Tesis is for two reasons. One reason, like we're saying the whole time, so then every person that does bitul is not mekayim the mitzvah. Does he nishken eitzel? Chazal made a zach nishken mekayim the mitzvah. Nish mistaba. Nish mistaba. Make bdike and don't do bitul. Chazal want the person to mekayim the mitzvah. Pnei Yeshua says, maybe shitas Rashi that on chomesh shel hefker yoiver baliroi. Yeshua has a zak shita, shita mechudeshet. Yeshua has in the fei. We learn b'shem Ramban, Ram, avad chomesh shel hefker yinad oiver. Ramban had a haba amina. We learn chomesh shel hefker yinad oiver. Yeshua want to learn b'das Rashi that maybe chomesh shel hefker yoiver baliroi. Rashi daf memvov shteid mefurosh to like up Yeshua. So Yeshua says if he's right that chomesh shel hefker yoiver baliroi balimotz, says no hotter. That's why Teis didn't want to say like Rashi. But because maybe Teis didn't want to say like Rashi, he had a kasha hefker b'flesh loyishon. Hefker doesn't work. But we call it because Tesis learned that it's Medin Hefker, and Rashi, we said Rashi in Amud Aleph is Mashve Ke'afre, it becomes Kemisha Eir. Those are the Tzura Sadva. The Agos Mamoinius, I want to say two halokim here. It's Machla Shtikl, it's a reason that's klo. The Agos Mamoinius, in Perek Hei, brings down in Ois Ches HaRavio, Kibel HaRavio mi Rabbi Yudah HaLevi, שישלוימר ליבוטל ולהפקר כאפר דארי. This one I think most clearly saw. I think in the Sidur I saw they printed it like that. ליבוטל ולהפקר כאפר דארי. Why? משום הפקר, כך פירוש רבינו תם. It's taken the din hefker, so the nusach is hefker. Aval oviv Rabbeinu Yoel Alevi lo yoyoimer hefker. V'gam behagle iskir hefker. Kedivrei hamechaber v'chein Rashi. Brings Rashi in Amud Aleph. Rashi also didn't say hefker. Aval Rashi taki doesn't know that it's medin hefker. So the Rav Yo brings down that lefi teisus taki and the nusach of bitul to say the word hefker. V'lehevi hefker ke'afra de'ar. In Maram Chalav state that even lefi teisus could be you don't have to say that nusach. Because Va'al Chometz is also ba'anoy, so it's hefker even without that nusach. We saw the Ran in the beginning of the Masechta as the Kashe, Eichon Motzilu Kazel, Loshen Shul, Loshen Hefker. But be'etzen the Rav Yo brings down to say the nusach hefker. And I think Klal Yisrael, Ois Gimurman, so Zogin HaZevi the Rav Yo. Take a look at the Mechaber and Seif Beis. Achar Abdike, Miyad Balayla Yevatlenu V'yema Kol Chamire, Deloi Chazisel Be'arti Libotel V'leivev Ke'afre De'are. The Mechaber take didn't bring down to say Ke'hefker. זוג די משנה ברורן, צפקות מחס, טוב למד ג' ונוכן שיימר ולהבי יפקר. ונוכן שיימר ולהבי יפקר. So the Mechaber Taka didn't say ולהבי יפקר. And the משנה ברורן says, ונוכן שיימר ולהבי יפקר. I know some חושב הבריסקרס don't say that. They say, they learn the sugya good. They're not masking with the Mishnah Berurah. If you say Leba Hefker, it becomes Hefker. If you Rashi, you lose the mitzvah of Tashbisa. Kvin ish lost the mitzvah. If I would say Leba Tel Kafre de Ara, if you Rashi, I have a bitu. If I'm doing Lehevi Hefker, Lehevi Hefker, I'm Lefi Teisus, I'm not making the mitzvah. We asked the Kasha, the Maizim Bechaschim Uchse, if you Rashi, if I don't have a Chometz. But state the Maizah, I have to do a Maizah Ashbose. Other Besreife, other in the Chefze. I'll leave it in Rabbana. So could be lefi Rashi is the Indian to say v'libotav lehevi ke'afre de'ar? Not to say v'libotav lehevi hefker ke'afre de'ar. What? My day. No, that's why you say it. On the side that it didn't burn. So b'meile, they don't want to say it. Tzad sheni, I mean, l'maise, if Rashi is right, take it in the kind of mitzvah. But if we're passing like Tosfos, so it could be, if you don't say kehefker, it could be you losing. Yeah, it's not so shvur because it could be Lefitaisi also don't have to say kehefker. But I'm saying, the Rav Yo said that Lefitaisi is mitav zogin kehefker, and Rashi steht nicht zu zogin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Maisa to be choishes to taste to say kehefker, but you lose the tashbis. So, the Maisa. So Moshe, what I do, the Moshe. First I say libotav levi ke'afre de'ar alibe derashi. And then I do hefker to be yoytze teisus, yoytze beinah shittes. This is l'chuda yoytze pshuto. First to say twice. I don't know why it doesn't print that. But here it's totally in the shagasal. Lefi Rashi, when the bitul is chal, miyad or it's chal and chatzos? The Ran says mefurish that it's chal and chatzos. The Ramban says mefurish that it's chal and chatzos. In Rashi, it's not klor when it's chal. It's not klor when it's chal, because the Ran says that it's mitam hefker iskim odaita ledata teiro. Zog the shagasari it's chal and chatzos. The Ramban that iskim odaita ledata teiro it's chal and chatzos. Rashi says that he does it keafre. I could hear a svara that it's in chatzos. I could hear a svara that it's chal miyad. Say, the only revach would be if the bitul lefi Rashi would be chal miyad. If the bitul would be chal miyad, so then you have a revach. But if the bitul is taki chal b'chatzos, you don't have a revach. Because the ma'isa I did have, because the ma'isa I will never have the mitzvah. Now, there's one more Yisofa though, very choshev Yisofa. The Ramah, in the end of the Siman, the Ramah brings down the Halacha, and I say, Klal Yisrael feels like this. We do Bitul twice. We do by night, the Loi Chazisei with the Loi Biyarte, and we do Bitul Chometz again by day, the Chazisei with the Biyarte. Zog the Ramah in the end of Seif Beis, Ve'ein levat me bayoim, elo le'achar shesoraf ha-chometz, כדי לקיים מצווה שריפה בחומץ שלו. Be'etzem, this taina already taina is the Rambam. That by day, don't do bitul. Don't do bitul before the sreifas chometz. Because if you do bitul before the sreifas chometz, the chometz already is not yours. If the chometz is not yours, you're not mekayim mitzvah sreife. Avada, he doesn't mean the bitul of Rashi. He means the bitul of Teisves. The bitul of Rashi is only chal b'chatzos anyway. The bitul of Rashi is only chal b'chatzos anyway. He's going in the bitul of Teisves. Teisves, doing that the bitul is mitam efker. If the bitul is mitam efker, mein the Ramah, b'meil, if you will do bitul before the sreifas chometz, you're not mekayim tashbisu in your own chometz. As I zog the Ramah. What? Lefi Teisves mistametz chal miyad, it's hefker. Lefi Rashi, it's not chal b'chatzos. Dos steht klo lechur in the Ramah. That it's chal. So I'm saying, if other tastes, the Ramo says even if Rashi, taken have mistabu, that it's chal miyad. But the Ramo mistom is going if he taste with, that bitul is mitam efke, I think it's meduik in Lashon Ramo. Bechome she'einu shaloi. Now he learns that the bitul is hefke. Zog that if you will do the hefke before the sreif as chometz, the chometz will not be yours. And b'meile, when you do the sreif, you're not mekayim tashbisu. And zog the Ramo. So b'meile, zog the Ramo, first you burn it, then you just bitu, just in case it didn't burn, you do the bitu. But if you do the bitu before the sreife, as is Dr. Ramon. No, but I wissen, aber le meise, so I do bitu, what I do sreife, and then I do bitu. Because if I would do bitu before sreife, it's not my chometz. Mered of the bitu of Teisus, not the bitu of Rashi, because if you're Rashi, the bitu anyway is chal. Now we have to know the fita isis we anyway not mekayim tashbis on our sreifas chometz because we burned it before the time. So we choishes that the bitul of tesis will be chal, and we trying to do tashbis to alibi the Rashi. So like the Ramot, don't do the bitul of tesis because if it's chal, so then when you want to do the tashbis of Rashi, so the Ramot is choishes to all the shittes. I'm saying the most fita isis. It's not lefitaisis is no problem. Why lefitaisis is no problem? You write it bitul is mitam efker. But no one today is mekayim tashbisu. Mechaschinuch Levi says, why Chazal did it? But anyway, not mekayim tashbisu. Lefitaisis is not a problem. But the only problem is in Rashi's mismatch. Lefi Rashi, we're going to be mekayim tashbisu kaidim zman. But again, lefi Rashi, if you do Rashi's bitul, you don't have a problem. Because it will be chal mechatzos anyway. But I'm choishesh, maybe the bitul works like tashbis, mitam efker. And I want to be yoytze tashbisu azei virashi. So zog the Ramo, he tells me what to do. Do the bitul after. But I'm saying, we have to know if you can have all the shit. I'm saying again, lefi teisves, we anyway zog the milchas chinuch, we're not mekayim tashbisu erev Pesach. This is mefurish in teisves. When he asked the kasha, you have to know, this is not a milchas chinuch. You have to remember, this is a teisves. He asked the kasha and Rashi, how you could be mevatel and chatzos. Steht in Teisus, Tashbisu only starts in Chatzos. On Teres. Those are the words of Teisus. Tashbisu starts in Chatzos. He asked on Rashi, you can't do Bitul in Chatzos. So if Tashbisu starts in Chatzos, Lefi Teisus, so we made it today, no one does Tashbisu Lefi Teisus. And the Minchas Chinuch in the Hemshech, look in the Hemshech, Minchas Chinuch in Tzai, he asks, Chazal will mevatel the mitzvah. It brings down Taki Given Gdoilin, Taki that will wait. But those are the Inyo Lefi Teisus. So we're not mekayim it. Lefi Rashi is the only one that we mekayim the mitzvah. Now we said, if you do bitul of teisves, could be time you spoil the mitzvah lefi Rashi. Stamps are shein le'or. That's a problem. Aber say that. Aber now zog the Ramah, forget about the bitul, you want to mekayim tashbisu b'sreif ali b'de Rabbi Yehuda. Don't do the bitul before the sreif. So we say, the bitul of Rashi, b'pashis is could be chal only in chatzos. Only the bitul of teisves. So we choshesh, maybe the bitul of teisves will be chal miyad, and will become hefker, and then when you burn it, לפי רשי, that you mekayim tashbisu kainim zmanoi, you will not be mekayim the mitzvah. It's Asher Morgan, we get the next lesson.
Yeah. night is not how it is now.
I think about it.